Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shots. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about decentralized applications, or dApps. So, blockchains just by themselves are merely collection of nodes sharing and agreeing on the state of data. But to use them to send transactions, to read the state of data, and to make decisions on top of it, we need applications. And these applications are called decentralized applications because they are using a decentralized system, that is a blockchain, as their backend. For any software application, there are two main components, frontend and backend. Frontend is the user interface which the user interacts with. For example, when you download an application from the Google Play Store, the thing that you see on your mobile phone, the icon that you click on and whatever opens up, this is the front end of the application. This is what you are interacting with. However, to get information in this front end, to show you what you want to see, there is a service sitting somewhere in a server that gets this information to you. And that particular server is called the back end of the application. Now, when it comes to decentralized applications or dApps, the back end becomes a blockchain. It is no more a centralized server. When we think of different kind of blockchain interfaces, for example, for accounts, we need public and private keys. And to manage those keys, we need wallets. So all of these things actually add a lot of complexity to using blockchains in general. And dApps make sure that this complexity is reduced as much as possible. The user should be able to interact with a blockchain just like they interact with any other system. And that is the core design principle of decentralized applications. The ideal scenario would be just the way you are doing your online banking and transferring money to someone. You should be able to do something very similar or even easier using a decentralized application while transferring Bitcoin to someone. Now, let's briefly talk about how decentralized applications are built and how they interact with blockchains themselves. So, first of all, the front ends of decentralized applications, they are built in any other framework that are used to build front ends. For example, JavaScript frameworks or absolutely anything else. But let's come to the backend. So the business logic of decentralized application is generally written in smart contracts deployed on blockchains. And the data of decentralized applications is either in this blockchain smart contract itself or in any other decentralized data management system like IPFS. So in essence, there is a decentralized business logic system, which is a blockchain running smart contracts. Then there is a decentralized data management system, which is something like IPFS. And on top of that, there is a front end which connects to these two systems and makes sense of things. So that is generally how a decentralized application works. Now, to make things a little more scalable and user-friendly, generally what happens is a decentralized application has the minimum amount of data and business logic on blockchains, but rest of it is there in conventional systems. Now, there is a reason for this. Conventional centralized systems are much faster than blockchains because they do not have to go through the whole consensus process. Now, all the data is not always critical to be kept on a decentralized system. It is important to have the minimum amount of data which can be put on the blockchain, which is critical to finding trust between parties, and everything else can be put on conventional systems. The real data is always there in conventional databases, but a hash of that data is put on the blockchain so that this real data can always be verified using the blockchain. So that is the convention being followed. This makes the systems much more scalable because only the hash and the verification part is there on the blockchain, but rest of the data is already there in the conventional systems and can be retrieved very easily. Now let's talk about a very simple example of a decentralized application. So these are just your blockchain software wallets. A software wallet allows you to connect to any blockchain node, send a transaction, and read your balance. And this is the most simple example of a decentralized application. So, this was in very brief about decentralized applications. Thank you for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.